AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com. Off the ball,
GAA. Look, personally, I'm absolutely over the moon. Look, I was watching Donald Hughes, Kieran Hughes, Frank Coffey, Donald Morgan, Dermot McCrudden, Nicholas Carrigan. I could name them for hours. These boys soldiered for years, didn't get to play a part in this, but they were playing a part in how we got here today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Eve Conway. Coming up today, we'll look ahead to the Conference League action tonight, with Shamrock Rovers facing Hamrun Spartans at home, and Shelburne are away to Celje of Slovenia. Keith Andrews' Brentford bow out of the Carabao Cup at the hands of Manchester City. And it's now four losses in a row for Celtic's Wilfried Nancy. First up today, the league phase of the Conference League wraps up tonight. Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers can't qualify for the knockout stage, but both will be looking to finish on a high and add to the 1 point they've both picked up so far. Shells are away to Slovakian side Celje, who sit 12th in the table. Joey O'Brien's side are still looking for their first goal of the campaign. The Shells boss told the club's YouTube channel that it will be a tough ask to get a result.
It's a great way to end the season for us. Set to the lads, these European nights don't come around too often, don't take them for granted. I think we've really tried to go out and embrace every game that we've played and really attacked it. Every game, you know, it's going to be a tough gig. Here they're a really good side. I think watching the games in Europe, I think they've been the better team in every game they've played. So it's going to be a hard ask, but yeah, one we're really looking forward to.
But O'Brien says a good result would make it a far more enjoyable Christmas for him and the players.
It's a great opportunity for the lads to do that and finish on a high, I suppose. Here the season's been long, loads of ups and downs, and crazy storylines, I suppose, amongst that. So the lads know after this they have a couple of weeks off before pre-season starts. So I obviously think that's in your head. You want to finish on a high because this one lingers, you know, and your performance lingers. So hopefully you put in a good performance, hopefully you get a good result, you can enjoy that Christmas dinner.
Double winners Shamrock Rovers are also in action tonight, facing Maltese side Hamrun Spartans in Tala for their final match of the year. Stephen Bradley's side will be looking for their first win of the league phase in what has been a more disappointing European campaign compared to last year, where they qualified for the knockout stages. The Rovers boss was speaking to the club's in-house media channel and feels their opponents are better than their points tally of 3 would suggest, and he says they owe the fans a win.
Financially, it's so important for the club. We owe our fans a win. They've been amazing for us, domestically and in Europe. They put their hand up pockets, they support us. Through thick and thin, we owe it to them to go and try and win the game. They're a good team. I think the results in Europe have been false this year. I think when you watch their performances, you can see that they haven't deserved to be on the end of some of the results. They've been very close and they've been in games. They've got real threats. The front three are a real handful.
Crystal Palace have a chance of finishing in the top 8 after last week's 3-0 away win to Shelburne. Palace are at home to KUPS of Finland in their final game. Manager Oliver Glasner was asked about his future at his pre-match press conference and wouldn't confirm reports he's refusing to sign a new deal at the club. His current deal is up this summer. The Austrian says he's too busy worrying about 3 games in 6 days, starting with tonight. Palace travel to Leeds in the Premier League on Saturday night, a game that was moved from the Sunday due to their League Cup quarter-final away to Arsenal on Tuesday, the 23rd of December.
Believe me, I'm never thinking about my future right at the moment. I've just really all getting everything sorted with the players and what is the best. I never played this schedule. These games, so many games in this short period.
Keith Andrews' Brentford side saw their Carabao Cup run come to an end last night. They lost 2-0 away to Manchester City in the quarterfinals. Ryan Turkey and Savinho scored the goals for City, who will play Newcastle in the semi-finals. Holders Newcastle scored late to beat Fulham 2-1 at St James's Park. Lewis Miley scored the winner. Summer signing from Brentford Juan Wissa got his first goal as well. And Irish defender Alex Murphy came on for Newcastle in the 76th minute, the Galway man's first appearance for the Magpies since their third round game against Bradford City. Meanwhile in Scotland, Celtic suffered a fourth loss in a row under newly appointed manager Wilfried Nancy, who has lost every game so far. Despite being only in the job 2 weeks, Nancy has overseen a cup final loss as well as a 3-0 loss to Roma at home in the Europa League. This is Celtic's worst run of form since 1978. This is what the Frenchman had to say to Sky Sports after the match.
I think that we did a good game, to be honest with you. We had many chances, but we didn't score. We hit the post again, and after that, in 3 minutes, we lost the game because they scored on two set pieces, I would say. The second wave was maybe offside before the second corner, but yeah, after that we pushed. But again, I think that we have to keep the game. We can keep the game. We had the chance to kill the game effectively in the first half many times, but we don't do it. And after that, we start the second half. They push, and there are a few corners. And yes, in 3 minutes we lose the game. So this is difficult because obviously I think that we did really good things. We were in control of the game. We attacked, but all the chances that we had, we were not able to score on this one.
But it's four defeats in a row, which is very un-Celtic like. Mm-hmm. Is that a difficult message to try and get the fans to buy into?
No, but I could have said something different, but I think that today you saw that we have many chances. You saw also that all the game that we had, except maybe La Roma, we didn't have many chances, but we had many chances. And again, this is for the moment we are not able to score goals, and we're going to work on that, and hopefully we're going to be able after that to reverse that. But this is not like we didn't create. We created many chances. So that's why for me this is a good way. But like I said, this is difficult to accept these results, and I know that this is for losses in a row. This is first also for me. So, but again, I'm not proud of that. But again, I think that today we deserve better. We deserve better.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Former Celtic striker Chris Sutton was part of the Sky commentary team last night. He was very critical of the quality of the squad, which won 7 from 8 games under interim manager Martin O'Neill.
I mean, Wilfred Nancy said it was a good performance. It was in the first half, but there are two halves to the game, Wilfred, and Celtic weren't good enough in the second half. I've got massive sympathy for him. I think Chris touched on it before the game, you know, saying that this isn't a rehearsal. Celtic aren't in pre-season, and if Wilfred Nancy had a whole pre-season, you could maybe see things panning out and the club moving in the right direction. But he hasn't got that. He's saying, I haven't got time to work. He said that in the interview with Luke. So it's going to be incredibly difficult for him to really get this side going. I mean, what's happened since Martin O'Neill has left, the confidence levels of certain players have dropped. Hatate looked like he was coming onto a game under Martin O'Neill. Engels. But the bottom line was Celtic, and it has been like it all season, and I don't care what anybody else says. They have some bang average players. They have second-rate strikers, and that's the issue. Missed, you know, unbelievable chances tonight. These players aren't good enough to play for Celtic.
Former Dundalk manager Vinnie Perth was in studio this morning on Off the Ball Breakfast. He disagreed with Sutton's remarks about the players.
I don't like that, the bang average players. Mm. And I don't want to disrespect Scottish football, but they're a good enough squad to win the league in Scotland. Absolutely. Like, mm-hmm. And the mistake, I think he summed it up well in one sense. They do look like a team in pre-season. That's the point I was making around. You can see that from the coach. He's still trying to get him, sort of imprint his beliefs in the group. But it's about how quick you change things, and you've got to be careful when you go into a club. They've gone into a team that was probably decent amount of confidence after O'Neill left, and it just looks all shot. There's a lot of players looking at the bench, a lot of manager waving and things. We've seen the tactics board out in the middle of a game at one stage. So, like, remember when they left, John Kennedy is the assistant manager there a long time. I was lucky enough to go over there and see him work. A lot of the managers over the years have kept him around the place. He left he was sort of removed from his position. I think that's a big mistake. And why is that a mistake? It's someone like that knew the group, knew what it takes, all of them things. Celtic removing him, and you have to eventually move on from someone like John Kennedy's been there sort of years and years. Remember spending some time there. Someone like Damien Duff would speak so highly of him in terms of when he worked there. But they've got it all wrong, and you need to change, and change quickly, and go back to basics. And that's the hard thing as a coach, because you're going to look weak if you come away from the way he wants to play and go back to a 4-3-3 or a 4-4-2.
You can listen to The Breakfast Show each and every weekday from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube for free. More chaos at Celtic Park as Chairman Peter Lowell steps down after 18 years, citing intolerable abuse and threats. Fan protests against the Celtic board have increased in recent months, with supporters unhappy with transfer policies and poor form in both their domestic and European leagues. Irish midfielder Killian Phillips was part of the St Mirren team to beat Celtic 3-1 in Sunday's Scottish League Cup final at Hampden Park. The 23-year-old joined Owen Sheehan and Owen Doyle on Wednesday night's football show. He came off the bench in the 2-1 away loss to Armenia in September and was heavily criticised for his 20-minute cameo off the bench. But he said he was more interested with what his manager thinks than with the public.
I just really cared about what the keep said, Hoymat thinks, and Paddy McCarthy thinks, and John O'Shea thinks.
In fairness, when it comes to the things that have been said publicly about you, Paddy McCarthy in particular has been very positive about you. He went out and kind of railed against this idea about you being one of the only people that played poorly against Armenia. Like I said, I wouldn't agree that he was the only one that had a very difficult night against Armenia. And I don't want to throw the word scapegoat out there, but it has been one of the factors of the Armenia game that your name seems to just been thrown in there, as if there weren't 10 more people on the pitch with you that evening. How has that been for you, and knowing that there is this public conversation going on out there?
Like, the public conversation, like, it's more I just really cared about what like you've said, Hoymat thinks, and Paddy McCarthy thinks, and John O'Shea thinks. So I don't really read into all the other comments about other people, you know. Me kind of only ambition really is to keep impressing Stephen Robinson and his staff, and Hoymat Helgumson and his staff as well. So that's the only really opinions I really, really value at this minute. So it's just about me impressing them.
And if you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so in your OTB football podcast feed now. Arsenal, Manchester United and Chelsea were all in action last night in the Women's UEFA Champions League. Defending champions Arsenal bet Belgian side Leuven 3-0 away from home. Arsenal were already guaranteed a place in the knockout stages and just missed out on the top four and an automatic place in the quarterfinals. They instead face a playoff fixture in February. Manchester United, who bet Juventus 1-0 in Italy last night, finished sixth in the table and faced the same route as Arsenal. Chelsea progressed automatically into the quarterfinals, finishing third after an unbeaten league phase, which ended with a 2-1 comeback win away to Wolfsburg. Sam Kerr scored her 20th Champions League goal for Chelsea. The draw for the knockout phase takes place this afternoon, and all knockout phase games will take place over two legs. Robbie Keane has signed a contract extension with Hungarian club Ferencváros almost a year on since his appointment as head coach. They sit sixth in the Europa League table, unbeaten with 14 points, and look set to qualify directly to the last 16. That is all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Eve Conway, and Phil will be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.